It's just like hogs. Those days come now when they put these little butchers out of business. And I know several of them. And they said they just allow them one day a week back when hogs was plentiful and beef. And they'd kill people, you know, privately.
Mm-hmm.
Said that they had a federal man come and stay with them till they got done.
Is that right?
And over here at Blount County, I used to get there at this stockyard a lot, and there's a fellow over there, he bought lots of ponies. He run a little slaughterhouse over here somewhere near Maryville. And he'd buy all these little old ponies, you know, ponies got cheap. You got there, you'd get a great big pony, it'd weigh 500 or 600 pounds, $15-$20. And he'd buy old poor cattle. I got to watching him. He'd buy all the ponies and he'd buy all the old poor cattle.
Uh-huh.
And the inspector went on him there one day and he had one of them ponies killed and skinned and laying on the table cutting it up to make hamburger out of it. Put a little beef in it, you know. And they put him out of business.
Well, you mean they were going to eat
salad, but mixing it up, you know, them ponies is... You know, they're clean as cattle and all, but they say horse meat is coarse, grainy meat. But he was grinding that and maybe grinding it twice, you know, and put a little bit of these old poor cows' meat in with it, you know. And he got by with it there a long time.
Exactly.
And this inspector, after they got so close on him, you know, he come in and caught him. They shut him down right there and then, like they broke him up. He had a store and stuff for this. I knew the fella. He come down that stockyard, I forget what his name was, but he lived over in Blount County. Now they get by, use the inspector, can't be there every minute.
Sure, sure. In hog raising, where do you keep your hogs?
Well, like I told you yesterday, most of the people had lots they'd put them in back before they got to having Tajor. They'd have these old crooked rails. And you'd make a fence like that, that'd turn them, but you couldn't pasture hogs and sheep in a barbed wire for their full barbed wire fence unless you had them awful close. Hogs is a mean thing, they'll get mean. And I just have a lot, maybe 4 or 5. I used to keep the field over there, it's got 5 or 6 acres in it. I had a paid wire fence, but I'd put them over there and raise them. I'd have lots around here that paid wire. I used to raise a lot of hogs.
How about a shelter, the shelter they stay in?
If you've got woodlands, they'll make their beds and have their pigs. They'll carry in great big brush, you know. You can have a house. Everybody try to have a little house from the lay-in, you know. But these old sows is funny. You'll have a good house there for them, and they'll go and carry in great big brush and make them in leaves and make them a great big bed and have them in a fence corner or out and under a tree or something or another.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had some there and had them fixed so they could go into the barn. I had a place fixed to go in the barn. I said I was going to have pigs. And I thought she was ready to have pigs and I shut her up. And the next morning I went down there and looked at her and she was gaint and I seen she'd done something.
I'm sorry, what did you say she was? She was what?
Well, I seen she was, I'd put her in the stable, you know, to have her pigs that night and had her good bed in. I fixed her, she'd go into the barn shed, you know, and go in there and I could shut her up. And I shut her up one evening. I hit a time, I thought she was ready to have pigs.
Is that what gank means?
Huh?
Gank?
She was ganked. I didn't have luck, like she hadn't had nothing to eat, you know.
I see.
Had her pig, and it come a big rain and the branch got out. And the old rail fence over there was on yon side of the branch. Well, I turned the sow out. I seen there's something the matter, and I turned the sow out, and I followed her. And them little pigs were laying over in the fence corner right on the branch bank. And they was there, and I got me a big basket and went over there and got them and carried them back over and put them in the stable, and she come on back to them. Now, they'd laid over there all night, you know, and I thought she just ready to have pigs, and she'd had them the night before.
I see.
Right along, and instead of going in there, it was fixed so she could go in there. Instead of going in there and having them in that stable. She went over and had them on the bank of the creek. They'll carry in great big brush. You'll drag them in.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fix them up a great big thing. That's just nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And hogs will do a whole lot better, and cows too, if you'll let them have their way.
Uh-huh.
Let them have their calves wherever they want to, and let them have their pigs wherever they want to.
Uh-huh.
They'll do a lot better. It's just nature.
Uh-huh.